doing it God's way is the easy way, right? And Jesus said his yoke was easy and his burden was light. And we knew that hearing and doing God's will for our life is the easy way. Amen. And I gave you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth with the wind, which in the Bible many times represents the Holy Spirit. And I showed walking with that wind or against that wind is really hard. But when you're walking with the wind, it's easy. So we know our goal, saints, is to walk with God, with him pushing. He's pushing, and it becomes easy for us. Amen. So that took us to last week, which was Super Bowl Sunday, right? Wasn't that something? It was Super Bowl Sunday, or even though Lady Z nicknamed it, what did she call it, Super Soul Sunday? You all remember that? Lady Z say, it's Super Soul Sunday. But what I want to show you about that, because I love that, is when we win a soul for Christ, heaven really is turned up. Just like when we watching the Super Bowl and halftime and all those incredible commercials. Amen. It's turned up. Well, heaven's turned up when we win a soul, saints. Amen. But let me ask you this question, though. Because when you think about the month of February in general, this is February now, right? It's the second week. What do you think about when you think about February, the month of February, and in whole? I'm going to show y'all the symbol.
Think about this. February, we always thinking about this love. Amen.
This is Valentine's Day. It's also Black History Month. Amen. Just so many beautiful things in February. Amen. But February is a love month, saints. Loving God, loving our people, loving each other, loving ourselves. Amen. It's a song. What, how's that song go, saints? So many love songs. But the one I'm thinking about is, it goes, what the world needs now, come on, is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that is much too little of. It's all about love in this month, saints. February is all about love. Love, love, love. And I thank God for this loving month. Because it's really all about God. Because God is love. Amen. Amen. Somebody said it like this. They say love is a many splendor thing. Y'all heard that? It's a many splendor thing. It was a song, too. And it was a movie. Matter of fact, it was an award-winning, Academy Award-winning movie. Huh? Love is a many splendid thing. Oh, we thank God for love. We're talking about love today, saints. It's February. It's the love month. Super Soul Sunday. It's last week. And we know the main ingredient that you need to win a soul, saints, is love. And that's what God showed me. God restored us with love, saints. Did he not? It said he so loved the world, that's what made him give his only begotten son. He restored us back to himself with love. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Agape love is the greatest love, saints. It's a Greek word for unconditional love or the love of God. Amen? And God has great love for man, and man should have great love for God. Amen? It's the love month. I want to bring this out. God's love is not conditional either, saints. That agape love is not conditional on you. He loves us unconditionally. You know, I heard a pastor say this one time. He said, God's love is so powerful, he'll love you in hell. I don't want to go there and be loved. Amen. He said, God will love you in hell. Amen. That's some love. And he proved that on the cross when he died for us. Amen. We're talking about love today, saints. The love of God. Amen. Turn in your Bible to John chapter 15. Let me show you this real quick. The Lord revealed so many things to me about love. Love is a many splendid thing, huh? Kaylon jumps up here and reads a love scripture. God is good, isn't he? John chapter 15. Thank you, Jesus, for love. I'm so glad God healed me. You all just don't know. I do not like being sick at all, ever, never. Amen. I tell that to the Lord. Oh, Lord, your servant got to be healthy. Lord, I need to serve you at the highest level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. But he showed me something, and last Sunday, he wanted me to see the love you all had. And it's real important, and I'm going to show you why. Because he showed, he made it so clear to me. He needed me to see that. Amen. Because I surely was trying to come. I was just going to come and just press my way, and it just couldn't happen. He insisted. He allowed the devil to let me stay home. Because, you know, the devil ain't got no power, right? He just can't do nothing to you. God has to allow him. Amen. And so he allowed him for me to stay. And I'm just so glad I did, because I saw it. I saw what I needed to see. Amen. Look at John chapter 15. Look at verse 9. It says, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now, this is Jesus talking, saints. And he's letting us know he loves us like the Father loves him. And then he says to keep walking in love. Amen. I want you to catch this now. This is Jesus talking. Look at verse 10. It says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So he's saying pretty much, if you do what I tell you to do, you're walking in his love. That's what he's saying. If you do what I tell you to do, you're walking in my love. Amen. Just like he walks in the love of the Father. He does what the Father tells him to do. Amen. Look at verse 11. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So you know what? Many times, because you're full of joy, people want to know why you're so happy. Why you laugh all the time? It's because of God's joy. It's full. He said your joy might be full. If you remain in him, I'm remaining. Amen. So it's flowing over. It's joy unspeakable. You all hear that? Joy unspeakable. It's just because you remaining in his love. Amen. It's full of joy. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 12. It said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Oh, Lord. I really got it with this scripture right here. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. See, the door is truly about to open, saints. It's going to swing open from that radio broadcast alone. Amen. They're going to come in, and many of them are going to have real issues. Amen. But we have to love them unconditionally, agape style. Amen. When they come up in here, they're going to have some real issues, and we're going to have to show them great love. Thank you, Jesus. I got it now, saints. Look what verse 13 says. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So we're going to have to lay down our life. Amen. What we're into. At that time, our emotions, our feelings, it's all about me. We're going to have to lay that aside, amen, and be a friend to them. Do you hear me? Invite them to lunch. Talk to them about Jesus. Amen. We're going to have to be a friend to them when they enter that door, saints. Look at the, see, it says greater love have no man than this. The scripture is really saying there is no greater love than when a man lays down his life for a friend. Now, God called us friend, amen. He called Abraham friend. So we got to do more than just talk, saints. We got to show love, the love of God, a greater love. And we got to really lay down our life. And that's what God is preparing us for. And that's what God showed me when I got sick. He showed me you all's love, amen. Because you all were, are you okay? I'm praying for you. Do this, do that. I mean, it was just such great love, amen, at a time when I was down. I was truly down. Amen. And that's the kind of love we got to show when the folks come in that's truly down. They truly down, believe me. It's all kind of issues going on right now. And we're trying to reach out and invite them to the service via the airwaves. Amen. So we really have to prepare our hearts to love them the right way when they come in the door. Amen. You all hearing me? Amen. See, while we were yet sinners, he died for us saints. That's love. When we was messed up, he died for us. Amen. So when they come in messed up, see, we can't look at it like, well, you got problems. Yeah, they got problems. Amen. And we're going to invite them in and love them. And God is going to deliver them from their problems. Amen. Let me show you this in Deuteronomy. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 real quick. We're talking about love today, saints of God. It's all about love. Amen. This is a piece. We have to get this piece. God named us agape love. Amen. It's different. It's a different whole. We on a whole different level with love. And he told me, you're going to live up to that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 6, look at verse 1. It says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. So we're about to possess some new land, saints. See that radio? That's a new land. And in the new land, this scripture right here is saying the new land, we're going to do what God is teaching us. This love piece right here, in the new land, we're going to have to do that. I want to show y'all something. This is, the Lord just showed me something. Like, you know how he do is show you something in a moment of time. So the radio is new land, right? But Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Okay? So now we're going to possess that new land. That radio land, we're going to possess it. Amen. That's for you right here, Elder Deutsch. Because Elder Deutsch was stumbling through them scriptures he was trying to get. He said, now I read these scriptures all the time. What? I read them. I went through them. Why am I stumbling? You know, but here's why the Lord just showed me in a moment of time. Here's why you were stumbling. Because you wasn't just reading them scriptures freely. We was finna take some new land from the devil. See, that's his land. Amen. He's the prince of the power of the air. He said, I dare y'all. Y'all gonna come on the air and just proclaim the gospel? Huh? Oh, no. You ain't doing that. I'm trying to read the scripture. Pastor, now I'd have read this scripture. Yeah, but you didn't read when you was taking some land. See, you was taking land. Now something was opposing you and me. Amen. It just wasn't free anymore. You know, where we could just read our scriptures and enjoy them. We was going across the airwaves. Amen. Oh, praise God. Lord just showed me that, Elder Deutsch. Huh? He said, but see, the beautiful part is when God tell you to get the land, take the land. Amen. When he told him, go and possess the land with all that milk and honey, only two of them, Caleb and Jacob, said, okay, we got it. Let's go get it at once. But the rest of them were like, nope, them some giants. We can't take that land. Amen. Oh, we're going to take that land, Elder Deutsch. You hear me? You say the kingdom of God suffered with violence. But the violence, come on. We're going to take it back for us. Amen. They're not going to give it to us. He's just not going to lay down and let us just get it. We're going to have to take it. Amen. And we will. Amen. Amen. We was on his ground, on his turf. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But God said he want us to have it. Amen. So if God want us to have it, we're going to take it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 2. It says, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all the statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. See, when God commands saints, it's for you. It's those words are just coming back in my mind. When he said, when I got right and I received him really and quit playing them games, he said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to bless everything under you. And he did it. I'm going to bless you, your children, and your children's children. I was like, Lord, you something else. And he's doing it. Amen. I'm watching it right before my very eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what makes winning a soul so powerful, saints. See, when you win a soul, guess what you didn't affect it? I'm going to show you why the devil fight us so hard, elder. You know what you affect when you win a soul? You affect that person. You affect their family. You affect the children, the children's children. Huh, that's why the angels go so crazy in heaven. When you win a soul, you didn't change a generation of folks. One person. Amen. That's why he fighting us like this, Elder Deutsch. But we know the battle was already won. Amen. We just going to stand. All we going to do is stand and keep fighting. Amen. He already gave us the land. The land is ours. Amen. And I'm thanking him for this love message because he's preparing our hearts right now for that land of milk and honey. Amen. He's preparing our hearts. Look at this verse, saints. Look at verse 3. It says, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. See, this land we're going in right now, saints, it's flowing with milk and honey. It's plentiful. Amen. And this scripture is saying he's going to increase it mightily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to get this love piece and we got to get it. Look at verse 4. It says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So God's people here, he's saying it's only one God. Amen. It's only one God, saints. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. So if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and might, winning souls will be easy, saints. Because your mouth is going to begin to speak that when you love the Lord with everything. Amen. Look at the last verse. It said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And that's all I'm saying. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So once you have loved the Lord with all your heart, that's in your heart. Your mouth is going, it's easy to talk to him about Christ. Amen. It's way easier to talk when you got the love of God in your heart. This is what the Lord wants us to see. God wants his love to be in our hearts. Agape love, unconditional love. To win souls, which is the main ingredient. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Many of us think that it's a lot of other spiritual gifts that have to be, and it's really not. Amen. Spiritual gifts are awesome, but to win those souls, you need love. I got to make this plain to you today. And the Lord wanted me to see it. That's why he allowed me to stay home so I could see it. And I did see it. Amen. I saw the love flowing from you all. I was down and out. Amen. But I saw that love flowing from you all. I say, Lord, that message that you prepared, Lord, you allowing me to see it right in them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Super Soul Sunday. God wants agape love in our hearts, saints. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We all know these popular scriptures, but I just want to go through them. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Unconditional love to win souls, saints. I'm talking about real love. Love never fails. See, that's the powerful thing about love. It can't fail. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 13, look at verse 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, everywhere I say charity, that means love. Amen. So it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So it says you can speak with tongues after men or after angels, heavenly tongues. But without love, you're just talking loud and saying nothing. That's what the scripture is saying. If you don't have love, all them tongue talking, all that, and you don't have love, you're not saying anything. Amen. Look at verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. God is showing us his main priority, saints. Love is the main thing. Huh? He don't care about all those other things. That's beautiful. Every gift of the Spirit is awesome. But if you don't have love, it's not nothing. You have nothing. Amen. That's what he's saying to us. Amen. He's really preparing us for that door to open. Amen. He's preparing us for that door to open and whatever to swing up in there, that we love them, saints of God. We got to love them. Amen. They're going to have some problems. Huh? Some sicknesses. Amen. And let me just say this about certain sicknesses, because it's like with men. When you see a person, their arm is broke or their leg is broke or they have a physical condition, we're way more sympathetic. Amen. We show way more grace and mercy when we see the physical ailment. But many times it's going to be mental. Amen. It's going to be, you won't be able to see it. They're going to walk in normal. But mentally, they're going to be really challenged. And that's when you got to show great love. Amen. You got to show great love. And I lived through that. You know, just a person just had their capacity. They were really all together, we thought. But then mentally they went way off and it was just so hard. Amen. You really need the love of God to get through it. That's what the Lord is showing me so clearly right now. Look at this, saints. Look at verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to lead the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. This scripture, saints of God, is just really making it plain. If we are not giving love, it gains us nothing. Amen. That's what it's saying. I'm going to give my body to be burned. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have love. Look at 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Love is something else, isn't it? It can't fail. Love never fails. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love and truth always go together, two saints. They connected. Amen. Look at verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And here it goes right here. This is how we end our broadcast. Charity what, saints? It can't fail. Amen. He wants this love to be in us, saints of God, when that door starts swinging wide open and they're coming in here. Amen. But whether there be prophecies, they should fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. See, the main thing about love, saints, it just cannot fail. These other things can cease. They can fail. See, when an unbeliever comes, we don't want to speak in tongues to them. We don't want to prophesy to them. What do we want to do, saints? We want to love them. Amen. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Everybody say thank you, Jesus, to that. Y'all, brothers, aren't y'all glad we put them childish things away? Lord, have mercy. Thank you for that, Lord. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Oh, we're looking forward to the then, amen. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. See, when God sends people through the door of saints, the greatest thing we can do for them is to love them. Amen. Love is merciful, saints. God is merciful. He's full of grace and mercy. Amen. We got to love them, saints of God. It's all about love with God's people. Amen. I'm really thanking God for preparing us for that land of milk and honey, that promised land. Amen. To be an extreme blessing to folks. Amen. He's preparing our hearts to be an extreme blessing to folks. And it's not with a whole bunch of other things. All it takes is some love. Amen. I got to give you all a bonus. I want you all to see it. I want you all to see it, even though I saw it in you all, and I thank God for it, I really do. But I want y'all to see it in these scriptures, because it's going to look different than what you think it's going to look like. Jesus is going to show you what it really looked like. Amen. So when they come to, when that door swing open, you will know what it looked like. Amen. Because it's going to be some challenges, saints. I'm telling you, God is preparing us right now. I see it so clearly. It's going to be some huge challenges. That radio station is about to get turned up. Amen. It's about to get turned up. And the Lord is just, he just wants this to be in our hearts so we can be ready. Let me give you this bonus. Turn to Luke chapter 10. I'm going to give you this great bonus right here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Talking about love today, right, saints? Love covers all kind of sins. Love is just amazing, isn't it? Say love, say it covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. He loves us. Y'all know he loves us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Love is merciful. Look at, we in Luke chapter 10. All right, look at verse 25. Watch this. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Here go another one. Amen. Coming to Jesus, tempting him, asking him, what do I do? What do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Amen. So lawyers, it says a certain lawyer. Lawyers know the law, right, saints of God? But people who know the law want to tempt Jesus for some reason. They want to see what Jesus know. Amen. See, the law, that's why all them Pharisees and Sadducees, they always was tempting Jesus. Why? Because they knew the law. They knew the law of Moses. They knew it. But they wanted to see, did Jesus know it? They always was tempting him. Hey, what about this? What about that? Amen. Here, take this saying right here, saints. Jesus know how it go. You better believe that. Amen. They want to know, see what Jesus know. He know how it go. Amen. Look at verse 26. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? So he wanted to, so the certain lawyer wanted to ask, he asked Jesus what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus said unto him, what is written in the law, how readest thou? So Jesus was really asking him, what's your interpretation of the law? That's what Jesus is asking this certain lawyer. How do you interpret the law? How do you interpret what is written? That's what Jesus is asking him. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. He knew the law, didn't he? The certain lawyer said, you got to love the Lord with everything. And your neighbor, you got to love him the same way. That covered the whole law. Amen. You ain't got to read all them zillion commandments. Because when they asked Jesus, what's the most important? He told them, love the Lord thy God with everything and love thy neighbor the same way. Huh? He said the law and the prophets, everything hangs on love. Amen. Praise God. I want you all to see this clearly. Amen. Look at verse 28. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. So Jesus told him, you right. You answered the question right. Amen. Now you need to do it. Right? Faith without works. He said, this do, and you'll live. You want eternal life? Love the Lord thy God with everything and love your neighbor the same way. You do that, you'll live. That's what Jesus told him, right? Look at verse 29. But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? See, he wanted to be smart now. He said, who's my neighbor then? Okay. Love, I can love God with everything and love my neighbor. Well, who is my neighbor? Amen. He tempted him. He playing a dozen. Amen. Here we go. Look at verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, Jesus is about to talk to him in a parable. He said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Y'all get this picture? Okay, Jesus can reassure him something. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Priest didn't try to help him, did he? Look at this word now. This is the man of God. Saw him, all messed up. And what did the priest do? He crossed the street. Amen. I'm going to show you something. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 32. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and said, and passed by on the other side. So the Levite, what's the Levite? He's like an assistant to the priest, like a deacon. Amen. Another man of God. He didn't help him either. So both the man of God crossed on the other side. Y'all seeing this? Y'all see what God is preparing us now? Can't you see where I'm going with this? And these God's people crossing the street. Amen. Praise God. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Now, here we have a good Samaritan, saints. In the Jews' eyes, there were no good Samaritans. They didn't fool with Samaritans at all. Amen? Look at what I'm showing you now. In the Jews' eyes, there were no good Samaritans. But here it is, a good Samaritan is the one that's showing compassion right now, right? Look at verse 34. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now, the good Samaritan is taking care of the man. He found all wounded and beat up and robbed. You seeing this? Look at verse 35. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. The good Samaritan handling business. He told him, look, let him stay here. If he spend more than I gave you, when I come back through here, I'll pay the difference. Amen. Look at this. Look at verse 36. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Who was the neighbor to the wounded man, saints? Good Samaritan. And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. See, saints of God, love shows mercy. Amen. When they came in the door, when they come in this door wounded, we got to love them. What we're going to have to do, we're going to have to show mercy. Amen. We're going to have to show them mercy. We can't move away from them. We can't go across the street. Amen. We got to move to them. We got to love them. We got to show mercy. Huh? Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, God so loved the world, he gave his only son. When did he give his son? When we was doing well? Huh? When we was wounded, when we was yet sinners, when we was jacked up like the man in the street, all robbed and wounded. Amen. That's when Jesus came. Amen. Jesus was showing us in this parable who his neighbor is. Neighbor is every poor soul in need. Amen. That's the neighbor. That's what he showed this this certain lawyer. Amen. So now the lawyers, the question that he called himself playing on Jesus backfired on him. Because now for him to be saved, he must help every poor soul in need. Amen. That's what Jesus told him. How did he end it? Go and do thou likewise. who is the neighbor? He said, the one who showed mercy. He said, now you got to go and show mercy. Amen. That's our word for today, saints. Love is showing mercy. Amen. Coming out of you and showing mercy when they wounded and jacked up. Amen. That's what it is. And the Lord is preparing. He's put that promise, that land of milk and honey. He's saying, go and take that. Amen. Go and take that land from him. Amen. And he's fighting back against us, Elder Deutsch. he just ain't going to give it to us. But that's all right, because we're going to take it. Amen. We are going to go and take it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to take it by force. Amen. So it won't be easy, you know, but we're going to keep at it. We're not stopping. Amen. You all please tune into the station this Wednesday. Amen. Be praying. Saints, be praying. Praying for us. Hey, we about to go on the air and take some land. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word of love today, Lord. Thank you. I see it so plainly. We see it so clearly, Lord. And I come against all those forces of darkness right now, ahead of time, Lord. Right in front of my church family, Lord. We all in agreement on one accord that we will take those airways by force. Your word will go out. You told me that you want your word to go throughout the whole world. And then the end will come. So we thank you, Lord, for rebuking those powers that be that's coming against us. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we keep going forth, Lord, that you strengthen us, Lord. We heard in your word that love never fails. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your love, Father, that will never fail us. We give you glory, praise, and honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.